So for this morning's meditation, I'd like to share some elements from a very powerful dream I had last night. And I'll share it in a way that we can all practice meditatively. As we start any meditation, it's nice to just make a decision that I'll not let myself be easily distracted. Sounds can come and go. Mosquitoes can come and go. I'm right here. Doesn't have to be a perfect environment for meditation. Just good enough. We'll be practicing for an hour, so if at any point your legs are getting tired, you can change your posture. But also don't keep continuously changing. Practice stability of posture. Practice contentment. First part of the practice is a practice of coming out of identities, labels, I'll give three examples. I am not attentive and aware. I am attentive and aware. I am. So the idea is to share some kind of a label that you judge yourself with and feel that. And then the opposite of that label, and then feel that. And then come to the middle. Releasing both the labels and just I am. Give you another example. I'm not sincere. I am sincere. I am. I'll give you one last example. I'm not doing my best. I am doing the best that I can. I am. For a few minutes, if you like, you can practice like this on your own. Take up any label that you use for yourself. And the opposite of that. And releasing both the labels, coming to simply, I am. If nothing is coming, wonderful, abide in the I am. in the next part of our practice. And this is again based on the dream that I had last night. Is that we really can't avoid anything. We really can't avoid anything. Whatever we are avoiding is constantly haunting us. It takes energy to avoid things. So if you can't really avoid anything ultimately, sooner or later you got to face it. So why not face it right now, this morning? So ask yourself the question, what is it I am avoiding, consciously or not so consciously, and see what comes up in your consciousness. And whatever comes up, I'd like you to embrace it. Give it a long, warm hug, no matter how unpleasant it is, unsavory it is. What am I avoiding? Sometimes it's quite vague, and that's also fine. Just give that a long, warm hug. Whatever it is, face it, embrace it. If it's a relationship, you can see yourself embracing the other person. If it's a situation, you embrace yourself as you navigate or face that situation. What is it that I am avoiding? And if nothing's coming up, that's fine. Just abide in the I am. Whenever something does come up, face it, embrace it. In the next part of our practice, in my dream, there was this recognition that it's all a big maze, a big puzzle, a big riddle, a big mystery. At the same time, every single part of this mystery, this puzzle, this riddle, also contains the solution to the maze, to the riddle, to the mystery. Every single part of it is simultaneously the mystery, the puzzle, as well as the resolution. So I'm going to name some very ordinary, everyday things. And I'd like you to identify as deeply as you can with each of those things. Literally become those things. See what happens. This will require some concentration. So the door to this room, there are these two doors that swing open that allow us into this room. If you're not sure what they look like, any door. So without trying to logically understand, really tune in to what is it like to be a door. Any kind of door. Concentrate on it until you feel you've become the door. It's not about visualizing the door, it's about being the door. It's okay to struggle with this a bit. Even if you touch it for a microsecond, that's powerful. We'll take another example. A fruit ripening in the sun. You can think of any fruit, small or big, wild or edible, any kind of fruit. A fruit ripening in the sun. And using concentration, what is it like to be that fruit? Not just to see it, but to be it. This requires you to relax your identity of being a human being a little bit. It's okay to struggle with this a bit. It's a healthy process. Fruit ripening in the sun. Do the practice one more time with anything that you can think of. Once you decide, stay with it. Anything is the answer to everything. the last part of our practice. Just as every part of the puzzle is a solution to the puzzle, you are the solution. You are the answer. So now, what is it like to be you? The same kind of concentration you applied to the door and to the fruit and to anything else. What is it like to be you? And what is it like to belong? You are the mystery, and you are the answer. Concentrate. Don't settle for half-truths, go all the way. It's okay to struggle with this. thirst is not quenched by imagining water, it is quenched by drinking water. Thirst is not quenched by imagining yourself, it is quenched by being your real self, true self. Who are you without your imaginations and memories? Who are you without your ideas? What's left? And very gently, over the next few minutes, returning to waking consciousness, becoming aware of external sound, what's happening. Keeping our inner alignment. Enjoying the simplicity of breathing, gently returning to waking consciousness, move the fingers and toes, and whenever you feel ready, begin to rub your palms together. Bring them over your eyes. And the face. And you can slowly open your eyes. Wonderful.